Restoring My Soul, Friday the 15th of November. Uncleanness and Dystrophy. In this season, the Lord is addressing every marriage, calling each person to be submitted to the Lordship of Christ and restored to the fellowship of headship. In this regard, we note that the leaves of the fig tree are not the fruit of the fig tree, which typifies a worthy house. Rather, the leaves are a projection that a couple have made to cover their shame. Notably, when a man and his wife endeavour over many years to maintain a false projection of their marriage viability, their identities will inevitably dystrophy. Significantly, their identity is eaten away in the same way that leprosy eats away a person's flesh. This is the fruit of uncleanness in their lives, individually and as a couple. Their uncleanness is their leprosy, and it is demonstrated through their resistance to the word and to walking in the light of fellowship. They are in opposition to the presbytery. The dystrophy that results from their uncleanness gives advantage to unclean spirits so that they are taken captive by Satan to do his will. Couples who are in this condition are in need of illumination leading to repentance and cleansing as they are established in the way of regeneration and renewing. The grace for reformation is found only through repentance, which involves this cleansing. To this end, Paul instructed messengers to address those who maintain their opposition to the Lord, writing, "And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will." They need cleansing from their sin as well as healing of their identity. Unless they avail themselves of this cleansing process, they will lose their sonship and their salvation. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 3 verse 7, Philippians chapter 3 verses 18 and 19, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 7, Leviticus chapter 13 verse 8, Genesis chapter 4 verse 7, Titus chapter 3 verse 5, and 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 24 to 26. For further study, 2 Timothy chapter 2